What does that even mean?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
It's the trapologist coming through with the tea. We coming with the news, the culture you wait and see. Classy trap queens are the only thing to beat. If you hear the laughing vibe, come take a seat and...
Dun, da, da, da.
Bum, ba, da, da. We are the Trapologists. I am Key.
And I'm Kay.
And make sure you connect with us on social media. That's Instagram, The Trapologist, Twitter, The Trapologist. You can email us at thetrapologist@gmail.com. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. Anywhere you can listen, we're there. If we're not, email us so we can get there.
And that's on lit.
Period.
But yeah, so we're back. It's been a minute. It's been a minute, but I'm back with the jump off. You know that little Kim song?
Ooh. I don't know why when you said it's been a minute, I thought of
the jump off.
No, I didn't think about that one. I thought of something else. I can't think of it though.
If y'all know some sponsors, send them our way to our email.
Yes. So y'all have been, I wonder, where are y'all listening from? Like, are y'all on Spotify? Are y'all listening on Apple? Are you listening on SoundCloud? I kind of want to know. I don't know how we would find out this information, but I think that'll be dope.
Oh, we can post it on our Instagram.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we can post it on Instagram. Be like, where are y'all listening? We just want to know.
Yeah.
So today.
Oh, look at us on the same wave.
Right?
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. How do I talk? I don't even know anymore. I ain't recorded in so long. I don't know what we sound like. Maybe I'm thirsty. But anyway.
Sure, thirsty ass.
Sure, thirsty ass. Today we're talking about hot takes. So what's a hot take?
And it's not a pancake.
Wheat?
Oh, those are hot cakes.
Oh Lord. I'm hungry ass. So hot take. So Urban Dictionary says a hot take is an opinion that's likely to cause controversy or is unpopular. Ooh, this one you might be offended. In the example for Urban Dictionary, it says cancer is just a diet Scorpio.
First of all,
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
What does that even mean?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
We are nothing like, I don't think we're anything like Scorpios.
Not from what I can think of.
That's cap. Whoever wrote that, they just probably got hurt, but it's cool. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Who hurt you? So we have a couple hot takes that we want to go through.
For the record, these hot takes, I have my own, Kay has her own. We have not shared what our hot takes are. We are just going to be strictly off the dome.
All right. So the first one is Kanye is one of the top rappers alive.
Wait, say that again?
Kanye is one of the top rappers alive and I still love him.
The top though? The top. Come on now. Come on
now. At me, I don't care. Kanye's up there. Yeah, Kanye's up there. Like, lyrically, yes.
So who would, okay, so let's say, who would you be your top three?
Oh, that's hard. But, like, okay. Okay, so, like, lyrically or, like, a bop?
This is you. This is all you. You said he is the top alive.
Well, okay, so I would say J. Cole. You know, gotta rep that NC. I like songs that, like, when I think of something lyrically, I'm like, it makes me think, you know?
So, like Lamar, J. Cole.
Yeah. Okay. Like, so when I say lyrically, but, like, just a regular bop, like, I don't think he, like, who I would go to for bops. But lyrically, like, he would say some shit that made me have to think. Back in the day, Wayne, like, before he, you know.
Facts.
Said All Lives Matter or whatever he done did. He used to have some bops. I mean, like, some lyrical content. And you listen to it the second time, you're like, oh, that's what that mean? Like,
yeah, I agree with that. I personally, it ain't nothing against Kanye. I've just never really been a fan of his. I like Big Sean. I feel like Big Sean groups in with lyrically. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of his. Huh?
Do he?
What? Yes, he does. You have to listen to, like, it's crazy because I love Jhené Aiko. So I was like listening to her, and you know, they have a lot of music together. So I was like, well, let me like listen to Big Sean stuff. And honestly, he be talking about some real stuff in his songs. Absolutely.
I mean, yes, he does. But like lyrically, like, is he a lyricist?
You know,
I don't know.
But he has really good music. He's starting to become a fave of mine.
Yeah, I like him and I like his music. I just don't know, like, top. I see. I need some time to think about who would be like my official like top three.
Mm-hmm.
Another music hot take that we have. So everybody was hyped for the verses, Gucci versus Jeezy.
Oh, that was so good.
I love that. Like, that made my soul happy.
That was like my favorite verses.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, for me personally, like, I don't think there's a verses that could top that.
I agree.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I really can't think of like, ooh, like maybe, ooh, what if a J. Cole and Kendrick did a verses?
Oh, that would be good. But that I don't think it'll top theirs. I feel like what made theirs so like quote unquote historical, for lack of better terms, is just their history they have. So yeah, them on stage and then going back and forth. That was just like, that was crazy.
Yeah, drama. I was on my toes. I'm like, don't shoot.
Fact.
That would still be a good versus though. But yeah, I don't know if they bring Biggie and Tupac back and they can have a versus. But other than that,
may they rest in peace.
Right. Okay. So in your opinion, who won that versus?
In my opinion, oh my god. In my opinion, okay. Sorry. In my opinion, I gave it to Jeezy.
Okay.
What about you?
So, from an adult standpoint, like, I gave it to Gucci because, like, he was, to Jeezy for, like, being an adult, be like, hey, man, like, I'm trying to squash this beef with you. Like, you out here, like, dogging my ass. But, but like, from an adult standpoint, I gave it to Jeezy. And Jeezy took me back with, like, some songs I hadn't heard in a minute. But, like, the way Gucci came out with, like, I didn't like his attitude during it. I'll go ahead and say that. Like, his attitude wasn't doing it for me. But the songs, like, I don't know. For me, Gucci had it with the songs, but then Jeezy had me with the throwbacks and the, like, grown man vibes. But then at the end, I was like, is all this fake? Because y'all just gonna, like, y'all just gonna dap it up like that on camera? Like, just doing all this?
Yeah, I would say, I bet the tension in there was awkward because I felt like I could feel it, not as bad as like Monica and Brandy's were, but like,
it was worse.
Yeah, it was like, well, no, like, to me, I felt like it was just like, okay, I'm trying to be an adult versus, nah, man, I'll never get over it. Like, it was just, I don't know. But from me being at my household, I was just like, this is awkward. Like, I feel so awkward.
I was like, I really hope this ends as a peaceful event at the end of the night.
Yeah, same. I was a little nervous.
But yeah, that was like a great versus. But I don't know. I feel like they both won in their own way.
Yeah. Gucci came out looking clean, boy.
Yeah, he was getting on my nerves, though. Like, I got on this $50,000 watch, like, whatever.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Mm-hmm. I like Gucci. We know you rich. Calm down.
Facts. I'm trying to think if I have any like music hot takes.
I hate Justin Bieber music. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I hate any artists.
But I don't want it. Like, I have this Summer Walker playlist, and Spotify loves to try to play that Yummy song with him as Summer Walker. Yeah. Like, if y'all, I have told y'all several times to not play this. Like, what's happening?
I can honestly say I can listen to any genre of music. Like, I mean, as long as it has a nice type of rhythm. Like, country, there's some country songs Turn me up, shawty.
I listen to Lil Nas X. That's about as country as I get.
I'm weak. I used to love Taylor Swift. Like, my dad, you know my how my dad is. My dad listens to all kinds of music. So there's this songs like I'm proud to be an American.
We will not.
That's a little tough in the
American. I mean, I listen to different genres. Like, I listen to just about every genre but country. Like, I do some soft rock. Like, I do all that. But country, it just does something to my soul that I just can't.
Actually, I lied.
What?
I can't do
the honky tonk.
That screamo music.
Oh, punk.
I don't know.
What everybody hit the flow.
I can do that. That sounds like some, like, still life, pump your fist in the air. But I'm talking about, what the fuck? Like, that type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't do that. That's a little too much for me.
I feel you. Okay. So musically, we'll come back to that, like, if we have any other music hot takes. I'm trying to think.
Chinese food is disgusting.
What?
I said what I said, and I'll say it again, too.
Like, so none of it? You don't like none of it?
I don't know why.
Egg rolls.
Like, I can eat an egg roll, sure, but overall, like, it's just not it.
Okay, so to be fair, the Chinese food we eat ain't like real Chinese food. It's Americanized.
And because of how trash that is, I don't even think I want actual Chinese food.
Yeah. I mean, I'll try it. So one of my old coworkers she is Chinese. But
for like 2 years, but then
right. Then she decided it's like, but she had this thing that they eat. It's called a 100-year-old egg.
Ew.
And it's black.
Ew.
Like, it's fermented. And I was like, okay, like, I'm just like, I'll try just about anything almost once. And I tried it and I was like, this is not for me. I accept your offer.
Was it like scrambled?
It was a boiled egg that was fermented and it was black. And like, when you cut into the egg, you know how usually the egg white, it was kind of gelatinized. Like, I don't know. I was like, I'll try it. Let's see.
So was it really 100 years old, or that's just what they call it?
So I don't think it's 100 years old, but it's old.
Ew. Not to talk about,
like, back in the day, they used to actually have 100-year-old ones, but this one, like, it's old and fermented, but it's not 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
But it's black. Like, Google it later. Like, it's literally black.
Like, I'm all for, like, trying new stuff, like, experiences and stuff. But I will say, when it comes to my food, I am not that person that's, like, willing to try different stuff. Like, I'm not that experimental with my food. So,
like, I'll try it, like, if I got a backup plan.
Yeah, nah. Like, the only time I really tried something was, like, on cruises. They always have the digi menu. So, like, I've had snail. I've had alligator. But it's never, because I'm on a cruise, like, all right, like you said, I got options. But if I'm about to try, like, if I'm going to eat somewhere and I'm really hungry, I'm not about to try something new. I don't do octopus. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not eating rabbit. I don't want snake. I don't want bear, like, stuff like that.
I'm trying to think. I had shark meat before. Alligator. I can't eat frog legs just because how they look.
I've had frog legs. I think it was the taste for me. Like, that's chewy.
I can't. That's okay. So that's like why I can't mess with octopus, because of that texture. It's like rubber.
So do you eat calamari? Fried calamari?
Because it's that same texture for me. Like, it's like rubbery. Like, I've had one before. It's like somebody be like, okay, this one's not rubbery. Try this. And like, it wasn't rubbery, but I was still thinking about all the rubbery ones I tried. So I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I'm a visual eater. It needs to look good. And I can't be thinking about, like, different stuff. Like, there's moments where I just stopped eating burgers because I started thinking about, like, the process of that. And once that's in my mind, it's hard to come out.
Nah, beef me up, homie. I'm going to eat my burger. Oh, what's the thing? Oh, avocado. I cannot eat avocado. Ooh, hate avocado. No. I know everybody wild about it, but I can't. I don't eat watermelon.
Wait, what?
I don't eat watermelon.
Oh, yeah. And don't you not like peaches?
Mm-mm, I don't eat peaches. I hate anything peach scented, peach flavored. Like, I just can't do it. It makes me nauseous.
I'm like that with artificial cherry. Like, when I don't know what that smell is, but I don't know if it be on people's breath. Like, if you have an airhead or something, you start and you got artificial cherry on your breath. I can't do it. I gotta walk away from you because I'm about to throw up. It stinks so bad.
What about the artificial raspberry?
Nah, it's just a cherry for me.
No. Because I don't like artificial raspberry tasting stuff.
I don't really like raspberry, period. But this, as far as the smell, I can deal with it.
I don't eat watermelon. I don't eat cantaloupe. I don't eat pecans. I don't eat walnuts. Ooh, bananas. Hate bananas.
I'm so sick of y'all.
Dang.
Okay. I love bananas.
I'm so sick of y'all.
I love just about all the fruits. I don't like tomatoes.
I used to not eat tomatoes, but now I do. Like, do you like the cherry tomatoes? The little ones?
No. Okay. I think it's that slimy stuff in it. Like, because I be thinking, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I want a burger. Like, ooh, I bet a nice juicy tomato would be so good. And I was like, I'll still get it. But then I, like, bite into it. I'm like, nah, this ain't it. Like, it looks like it'll be really good. But I just, other than, like, fried green tomatoes. But even then, it can't have that slimy stuff. Like, it has to be, like, near the end where it's, like, not that. Them seed looking things.
Another thing. Ooh, so for me, onions and garlic go with everything.
I love freaking onions, but okay, but not raw onions.
So depending on what it is, I can do raw onions too. But for me, like onions and garlic, I can't think of like a savory food that it doesn't go with.
I can agree with that hot take. I love garlic, like. Me too. Garlic powder, onion powder, I'm throwing that thing in there. Like, it ain't no such thing as too much. It just tastes so good together.
Right. I get my garlic salt, Lawry's, of course, from Sam's, because it's, we for real out here, it goes on everything. I put that shit on everything.
Red hot. I don't like
hot sauce.
Red hot. Huh?
What'd you say? I said I don't like red hot.
I do. I like buffalo sauce. I do not like hot sauce.
I like hot sauce, but I only like Texas Pete because it ain't real hot.
It just looked like watery, like, I don't know. It just looked watery, and if I feel like it's going to make my food soggy.
Mm-mm. Get you some good fried fish and throw that Texas Pete on that thing.
Ew.
Girl, what?
Uh-uh. I cannot do it.
So that's another thing for me. Like, my foods can't be dry. Like, it need to have some sauce, some gravy, something. Like, this, like, people don't be like, I don't eat mayo. I don't eat ketchup. I don't eat ranch. Like, I cannot be eating no dry foods.
Thank you. I am the same way. Like, to the point where when it comes to my sandwich, okay, I'm kind of funny when it comes to making my sandwiches, which I love my brother so much because he has mastered how I like my sandwiches when he used to make my sandwiches. Uh-huh. So if you got ketchup and mustard, I'm weak. Mayonnaise and mustard. I have to have more mayonnaise than mustard to the point where when I squeeze my bread, I need some of that mayonnaise to peek through, or I need more mayonnaise. Like, I don't like,
it can't be dry. Like, why am I sitting here choking on bread?
And steaks and stuff. Like, my mom, she's like, well, a good steak, like, you don't need sauce. But I'm like, I need A1 sauce. I don't care how good this steak is. I can't just sit here and eat no steak.
So, okay. So, I don't gotta have A1, but I need the steak to be juicy. Like, something gotta have some sauce or some juice.
I need juicy. I need saucy. I like condiments. I do. I love condiments.
Me too.
So, do you put your ketchup in the fridge?
Where else would you go?
My people put it in the cabinet. I put it in the fridge.
I just feel like it's like any other open thing, like that you're supposed to put in the refrigerator. Oh, I feel like I've had this discussion with your mama before.
I'm weak. Probably so. She doesn't like if she uses ketchup on something that is going to make her food cold. She doesn't like that. Which I kinda like it because I actually don't like my food hot.
Ooh.
Like, I'm not saying I want it cold, but like, I want to freaking eat it when I'm ready to eat it. I don't want to hit them with the.
Oh. Like that. Okay. So I feel like I like it cold and like, especially like for fries or something, because I like that contrast. Like, my fries need to be real hot and my ketchup need to be like cool on it.
I see. I feel that. Because it'll like cool it down a little bit.
Or no, like just that contrast of like temp. I don't know.
I don't know. I just like it.
But yeah. Food wise, I don't think I really got too many. Other hot takes, like I don't eat oysters, any of that little slimy looking stuff, like oysters, sardines, mussels. Go ahead.
Fried oysters are actually not too bad. In New Orleans, they had this, what was it?
New Orleans!
They had like this fried oyster, like nachos or something. And that was my first time ever having, I don't like oysters, mussels, clams, stuff like that either. But that thing right there was good.
I just can't.
No cap.
And then when people be slurping them out of shell, I'm like, oh!
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh, Lord. But if it ain't like shrimp or fish, kind of miss me with that this type of seafood.
Scallops?
I think I tasted a piece of a scallop one time, but I feel like it ain't for me.
Crawfish?
Okay, yeah, I eat crawfish. Okay. What else?
Lobster?
I think just because I had a bad experience one time, like my first time trying lobster, one of my cousins made it and it like smelled like pee. And I'm like, I cannot. I don't know what that means. Like if it's old or like they cooked it wrong, but it smelled like pee. And I was like, oh my God.
No, I think something was wrong. I think it probably was bad because I ain't never smelled no pee seafood. Could you be what if your perfect match, like God put them in front of you, boom, this is your perfect match. And then like, I'm allergic to seafood.
I mean, that's on you. You ain't got to eat what I eat.
Well, I cannot be with
somebody. Like, what? That ain't got shit to do with my mouth.
I don't think I could be with somebody who's like, because like, it's like, depending on their allergy to seafood, some people can't even smell it. Like, you can't be in the same room with me with seafood. How am I supposed to live the rest of my life fully?
When you just go outside while I eat my seafood. I'll let you know when everything's cleaned up.
But look, go to restaurants. Like, yes, we are together. However, we need a booth on the opposite side of the
Nah, if you're doing all that, you can just get your seafood to go and eat that. I don't know what y'all need to do, but
bro, what? I can't do it. The minute I meet someone and they're like, you know, asking what your favorite color is, all this other stupid stuff that we have to go through, and they say they're allergic to seafood, say no more. It ain't nothing else for us to talk about.
What?
It ain't nothing else for us to talk about.
What if they got an EpiPen?
Nigga, what?
Look, eat Benadryl while eat these shrimp real quick.
Like, the fact that I could potentially kill you accidentally.
Yeah, what that's good for.
Bruh, I don't think I can. I don't know.
That's what all about. An allergy, like, they can't even help it.
That happens every day, B. People don't. For things that we can't help every day, B. I'm still working on it. Maybe that's why I'm still sitting
around. I'm just out here allergic to seafood.
Right. So, yeah.
Okay, like television wise, I feel like I already said this on here like several times. I don't watch movies. They just too long. Like, for me, you know how people always say, like, this meeting could have been an email? Right. Like, they are the visual media of, like, this could have been an email. Like, this could have been a short series. this could have been an episode. Like, it don't need to be like a 3-hour movie, 4-hour. Like, I just can't.
See, now that. See, so I really do love movies. I feel like movies give you time to, like, well, this is going to sound dumb because that's exactly what a movie is, but like, go through all the emotions with them. So I do like that about movies. But when movies are too long or start too slow, like, that's it. Like, if you don't grab my attention,
yeah, the
first like couple minutes, I don't want to sit here and watch this. I'm not going to sit here and watch this. I'm about to turn it off.
Yeah. But, like,
when they're too long and it's like, yo, you could have, this could have ended 2 hours ago.
Right.
I don't like that.
Yeah, like, I'm definitely with you on the catch your attention thing. Like, if something may blow up in the first 5 minutes, like, I just...
Not blow up.
Why are we here? Like, I just don't understand.
And, like, I don't like... I like movies. Well, I don't prefer movies. Like, I prefer TV shows and stuff. But, like, I don't like to go to the movie theater. Because mm-hmm. I like to talk through movies. Like, I'm the one where it's like, something happened. I'm like, oh, my God, did you see that? I'm that person in the theater that I scream, like, if it's something jumping out, I do all that extra stuff. So it's like, I don't like to go to movie theaters because now everybody looking at me and now you embarrassed.
Yeah, I ain't like, just because I'm not a movie person anyway, like, I ain't been in a minute because, like, I don't know. Movies don't catch my attention. I be in a sleep, wasting my money, be mad I done waste $10. Like,
oh yeah, it ain't nothing to fall asleep on a movie. I'll do that real quick. And that's another thing too. I feel like movies are just almost too long. Like, there's movies that to this day I have never finished because it's just too, I just can't get into it, or I'll stop, I fall asleep. And it's like, dang, like, I still haven't seen Django. I fall asleep at the same It's a little too long for me.
Django is too long, but I like Django just because how my daddy be acting. He be acting stuff out and it be cracking me up.
I'm weak.
But Django is too long. I feel like I've seen it in different parts. Like, oh, I remember this, and now we're going to start it from here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that because I just... It's just some stuff, and I'm tired of the same storylines. It's always the whole temptation type. What is it? Isn't that the movie? Obsessed, Temptation, all of them.
Oh, I was thinking about the Temptations. Like, no. The five. So,
I'm not talking
about what I got to do with this.
I'm weak. But yeah, I'm tired of the same storylines. So, but even like TV shows, there's some TV shows where it's like, why are y'all on season 10? Like, what? Y'all do it too much.
Yeah, I've never. Have I ever watched something like to that? I mean, oh yeah, yeah. So Family Guy, I've watched it, like, all the seasons. Because, like, you don't need to watch them in order, you know?
Facts. Yeah, that's different. Whenever it's something like that, I can get into it. Because every episode is different. But I used to watch Once Upon a Time. And it started off really good, really dope concept. All right, I'm with this. After about, like, season 3, and now y'all got Frozen in here, it's like, y'all doing too much. Yeah. Like, let's end it.
Is that a cartoon?
No, so it's it came on ABC, but basically it's like a town where everybody's a storybook character. So you got Cinderella.
Oh, okay. How Frozen get in there?
Exactly. So eventually they introduced Frozen. They introduced Elsa. And it was like her storyline and all these other storylines. Like, y'all just doing too much. But it was kind of dope whenever they started doing like Peter Pan and like Rumpelstiltskin's story. Like, that was really dope. But then it just got too much.
I feel like the only other series, and I don't even think, maybe they got like 7 seasons. No, I think they got more than that. Shameless.
Never seen it.
It used to come on HBO, but it's like, it's on Netflix now. Like, it's like, it's action-packed and it's like always something going on. It's a good series.
I think I've seen like 2 episodes. I was like, okay, like, what is this?
You don't know why I like Shameless.
I don't know why either.
Look, even my mama like it.
Okay. It must be good then since grandma in it.
Right. She was at like 4:00 in the morning watching it one time when she came over here.
Oh, no. Nah. See, I like more like crime TV stuff too. Like How to Get Away with Murder. Quantico? Oh my god, yeah. Quantico is so good.
Quantico was good that first season. Then they lost me. Like, they be going back and forth and back and forth, jump back in time. Now we in the future. Like, I'm lost. I cannot keep up.
Season 3 was OD. But season 2 got a little choppy. Even, like, How to Get Away with Murder. Like, they be doing a lot.
I don't think I watched that past, like, the third.
Yeah, I had to stop. I was like, okay, I can't keep up no more. Like, I should not... To watch your TV show, I should not have to keep a book of notes.
No, that's right. That's dead.
So, yeah.
Any other, like, I don't have any other TV related. What other hot takes you got?
So, I wrote down questions. So, let me see. Let me unlock my phone.
You got games in your phone?
I sure do.
Oh, have you played Among Us?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh, we should play.
I just downloaded it. I probably played like one or two times, but and I didn't know what I was doing, but I don't know. I'm gonna give it another try.
Yeah, I stay at the same map because it's like, okay, I know where I'm going on this map. But bruh, I ain't gonna hold you. That daggone, being the imposter, my anxiety be through the roof.
I was like, what are people going to think is me? And it ain't me. And you know? I was like, people going to think it's me because I don't know what I'm doing because it's my first game.
Oh, yeah. I still be using that. I've been playing for a couple months now, and I still use it. Like, if they're like, oh, yellow is sus because so and so. I'd be like, I'm just now learning how to play.
Like, I don't know how to do that. And I was like, yeah, they're going to think it's me because I'm way back here. Everybody else done gone. Like,
I will say you can, like, practice, quote unquote. If you go to free play, you can, like, go through and, like, learn what the tasks are, walk the map and stuff like that. I've done that a couple times, but it's not the same. I just, whenever I'm the imposter, like, I'm standing there and I'm like, okay, I can kill this person. And then I'll wait a little bit because I'm like, okay, no, what if somebody's coming? And then I like walk away, walk to them. And then by the time I kill them, somebody does see me. And I'm like, oh my God.
So, you can't see everybody on the map or something?
So, you know, you have like the crewmate vision and the imposter vision. So like, I might not can see that somebody is literally right there. Like they might can see the whole screen where maybe I can only see like half the screen. Most of the time, when you're playing, you can choose, whoever's hosting the game can choose what the visions are. So most of the time, imposters can see farther than crewmates, but it just kind of depends on what settings the game is on.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go play it now.
All right, let me put you on. All right, so I got sidetracked. So this one is regards to... relationships. I've been watching this series on Netflix, so I've been thinking all about love and stuff like that. So What's your okay, so I'm gonna put in a hot take form because I kind of just asked a question. So hot take, it is possible to remain friends with an ex.
Yes.
Some people are like dead set on no, like, but to me, why not? Like, I mean, yeah. I understand why not, but if there's the boundary is there, like we mutually agree, like this is not it. It's not that I want to keep you around because I can't let you go. It's just, okay, we're like, it happened. Cool. Take the L, chart it to the game, but we're friends. Like,
what's wrong? Right. If you are worthy of being a friend, like all of them ain't just going to turn into friends. But like
being a friend,
right? I don't know. It's possible. Like for me, it's happened. Like it's really what gets in the way is like your partner, like how they feel about it. But for me, it's possible.
I agree. I feel like me personally, I am all about an open slate. Like it is what it is. I've been friends with exes before, or cordial, maybe not even friends, but it's like, okay, we don't have to block each other on social media, nothing like that.
Oh, yeah, no.
I know it definitely depends on the person, because some people just aren't honest with their intentions. Like, they say, oh, I'm friends with my ex, but really they're like still messing around with their ex. Whereas for me, it's like, no, like that chapter has closed. They just dope. Like at the end of the day, we started off as friends. We were friends for a year or whatever. We dated for 2 months. We're still friends. But I think it definitely does depend on the person and how honest they are with their intention and the boundaries they have set for their partner and their ex.
Yeah. Like if you know how to act and they know how to act, then okay. And they don't give me like a sneak ass vibe, then yeah.
Facts. I agree.
Other relationship things. I don't think I have any relationship hot takes. I know one thing that's come up before is like poly relationships. Like I'm not against them, like if that's what people want to do. And that's, I feel
crazy.
Like I'm not saying me.
I know, it's crazy because one of my, I had a question on here related to that.
Oh, what's your question?
So I put it in like a hypothetical thing. So you've been dating this person for at least a year and they tell you they want to explore to make sure you are their perfect match. They want to open the relationship up for a couple of months. Do you agree? Are you going to stay in that relationship or that's it?
I don't like how that sound. What you mean open up? What you mean? You
like, know, y'all are in an open relationship.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying. Like, nah, fam, that ain't how this work.
See, the thing, okay, now, let me go ahead and say, that's not for me. I have realized that there takes a very special person to like or be in a poly.
See, that's different though. An open relationship versus a poly relationship.
What's the difference?
So, like an open relationship, I can go out here, do my thing, date people, have sex with whoever. But at the end of the day, like we are one. We're united. We do all. We're financially bonded. We like are still basically a married couple that does things together. Poly relationship is just more than one. Like. It's more than the traditional relationship. So you can have two males and one female, like call it a triad or have the opposite of that. Some people even extend further than that. But you are loyal to those people. Like open relationship, you can be with anybody. And then like a poly relationship, you're still committed, but it's like with more than one person, if that makes sense.
See, that does make sense. I consider them like a subcategory of one. So I feel like the overall thing is an open relationship. And then the specific relationship is a poly relationship.
Like
what you're saying, where it's like basically rules and honesty versus whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it.
And then like, not to say people who are in open relationships don't have that like rules and stuff too, like they can, but just like with a monogamous relationship, with a polygamous relationship, I'm still loyal to this person, but there's just two people.
Gotcha.
Or like how many people are in your relationship?
Yeah, I feel like there's this person on Twitter that I haven't been on Twitter in almost a month now, but when I was on Twitter, he talks about poly all day, all day, all day. And I feel like there's some people where it's like, okay, we benefit from this because, you know, we're all helping each other in all these different departments. But then there's people who just want to sleep with other people.
Right. Yeah, right. I feel like the people that I know that are poly fit that same category, talk about poly all day, everything, poly, poly, poly. Like, that's when it's annoying.
Yeah, because like he just sits, well, when I was on Twitter, he just sits there and he's always like, oh, me and my girlfriend went 3 rounds, about to go to my other girlfriend's house. Like, all right, dude, congratulations. Like, all right. Yeah. But for me, I feel like if I was with someone and like we're really like, it's supposed to be a selfless thing. Like you're putting your partners, whoever, above, like ahead of you. Like, you know, okay, I cannot be all this person needs. So, you know, whatever. But I don't think I can do that. Like, as much as there are some times where I'm like, okay, this person really fits me as far as like intellectually, but this person can be here for me emotionally. I do want to find all of that in one person. Although, you know, some people say that's not like a natural thing, but as far as me honestly being like in a polygamous or polyamorous relationship, that's tough.
Like, so what if it was you and you had like two boyfriends or two husbands?
What about it? No.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
I feel like, I don't know. Like, it's supposed to be like we're all in this together type, but I just feel like that's just stress to me. Like, it's like I already got to deal with one of y'all. So yes, I have. I don't know. It's one of them touchy situations because I kind of go back and forth with like, okay, the other person can take off that load off that you have with that one person, and like, you know, y'all are openly open about it and stuff. But then I go back to like, do I really want to? I mean, I would say, financially.
Like, maybe. Okay, nah, let me stop. So I feel like I could have it if it was like one of me and two like men, but like as far as me being like in a two woman relationship, nah. I already know myself.
I'm weak. I don't know. I feel like it'll have to be like a four-way type relationship in order for me to have that work. Like, okay, you have another woman where, okay, I also have another guy.
Yeah, I just feel like the way I know I'm set up, that's still
fact though. You love her more than me.
Yeah, like, nah. This ain't gonna work.
Yeah, I don't know. There has been, I'm about telling myself, there has been moments where I did feel like, okay, here's two people that I actually really enjoy both of them. Mm-hmm. And I really care for them. But at the time, like, of course, me, I'm very loyal. So I don't act on stuff like that. I choose to distance myself. But in moments like that, I have like thought about, okay, maybe this is why people do this. But, you know, from other people say, okay, well, that's just like no discipline. Like, you just have to pick one. You know, love is a choice. So you have to pick that you're going to love someone and stick it through with them. But sometimes I just be feeling like maybe you're not meant to be my everything.
I mean, but I feel like you make
you go.
I don't know.
That sounds a little toxic.
A toxica.
Toxica.
I don't know.
That's a touchy subject.
I feel like it ain't for me. Like, depending on what the relationship look like. Potentially, but I don't know. What about education? For you, would you say that in the future, when you have kids, that they have to go to college?
No. College? Heck no. Now, I was all for the experience. College was a great experience, met a whole lot of different people, learned a lot of life skills. I feel like you can't necessarily learn in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the educational sense, and you have to go to college to get a good job, is BS. Because, nah, like, luckily for me, I don't have student loans. So that is a blessing with my dad being in the military. That was a blessing. But I could not imagine if I was in the same position, but did not use the GI Bill for school and had thousands of dollars of debt and not using my degree at all. Because it's just, nah, like, especially the job market now, there's even jobs out here that are requiring people to have their master's and still offering $12 an hour. Like, that's stupid. Somebody went to school for 4 years to get a bachelor's and then 2 or 4 or 3 years, whatever, for their master's to still compete for $12?
I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't force them because, like, you can't really force people to do stuff. And like you said, like, the experience, I think it's definitely worth it to be out on your own in, like, a group setting. But I don't know. I feel like you have to want it. So I wouldn't be, like, one of those people that, like, oh, you're going to go to school and you're going to be a doctor and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. But I would encourage it just because, like you saying, like, how the job market is for different stuff. But I wouldn't, like, I'd recommend it.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like whenever you start to force anything on anybody, they probably grow resentment towards it.
Mm-hmm. Any other, like, major hot takes?
I have a lot of unpopular opinions, but they just come up whenever something happens. Like, ghosting is childish.
Who?
Ghosting.
Oh. I'm guilty. Like, I've ghosted before. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could have been more mature about it. But it worked for my needs at the time, so.
I feel that. I feel like, now, there's some moments where I don't say I necessarily, I feel like the ghosting is the initial, like, okay, boom, I'm gonna just not talk to this person no more. Cool. But it's different if I've been telling you, okay, like, this is bothering me, da 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 da, and you keep doing it. Then eventually, it's not that I ghosted you, but I just disconnected from you because, like, yeah. I've been telling you this over and over. But the whole ghosting thing, I don't get it. Like, yo, I don't understand it. I don't ghost people, which I know I don't owe anybody an explanation, whatever else. But I don't know. I just don't understand.
Like, I will, like, so I ghost and I have been ghosted. So, like, for me, if it takes energy that I'm not willing to put forward, like, I'll ghost you. If it gets to the point where I'm like, I have negative feelings about hearing from you, like, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So you.
Or I just don't want to no more.
I feel that. I just don't be caring. Like, I guess, but at the same time, I still don't ghost people. Like, I really don't care a lot of the times. So if somebody else texts me, if I'm not interested, no way, it's like, okay, like, whatever. But then they'll hit me 3 days later. Oh, where you been? Nigga, I just didn't want to talk to you. Like, I'm still here. But I don't know. It's just something, maybe because I have been ghosted before and I do not like the feeling of being ghosted. So therefore, I don't like to impose that feeling on nobody else.
I get it, but I just feel like
I care too much.
No, I get that too. Like, I guess it depends on, like, where you feeling at the time. Like, if you felt like, let's say you in this thing and you felt like it was going good and then all of a sudden you get ghosted, or if it was, like, spotty from the beginning and, like, eh. Like, where you at in that kind of, for me, it depends on, like, if I care or not.
I see. And oh, that's true, because there's some people, like you said, their energy. Like, there's this one person in particular. Like, every time we have a conversation, I know they about to try and pick a fight. And I'm not, mm-hmm. I'm not that person. Like, yes, I can, there's moments where I get argumentative, but those are moments. Like, I'm just, and I don't come out arguing. I'm like, let's have a debate about something. Like, let's make this constructive.
Mm-hmm.
But every little thing I say, and you trying to, like, oh, you're not going to get mad about that? No, I'm not. Because I feel like you're trying to disrupt my energy.
Right, you like it, huh?
Or you always trying to joke on me. Nigga, I don't feel like going back and forth with you. Like, this is some kindergarten, you look ugly type stuff.
Lord, have mercy.
It's like, yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm tuned in to how people make me feel. And I think that's important. Like, if you make me feel a certain kind of way and it's on a repetitive basis, then nah.
Yeah, I feel that, because that ain't it. But like you said, I shouldn't feel the minute your name pop up, I'm like, oh, here you go.
Like, if I feel like that, it's a wrap.
We just don't.
Like, there's no need. Like, if it makes me happier not to talk to you, you get ghosted.
Yeah, I feel that. Or I'm reading all your messages and rolling my eyes at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Like the first step, well, no, not the first step all the time, but sometimes if I'm thinking about like just like falling off, I'll go ahead and put their messages on Do Not Disturb. Mm-hmm. And then go from there. But if it's like just like a random person, then I just fall off.
I feel that is my first step. Like if I start getting hurt, like okay, like you starting to piss me off. I like talking to you, but because I like talking to you, I just cannot see your messages right now because it's either you're not responding the way I would like you to, or whatever else. First step, do not disturb.
Mm-hmm. So, I didn't know people did that.
What? Do not disturb.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know why I do it because even though I know your notification not going to pop up, I'm still checking my messages every 5 minutes.
Well, for me, it's just like sometimes I feel like certain things are... So I'm about to sound like some nerdy shit. You know, like the Pavlov's dog experiment where like they rang a bell and the dog would drool. Mm-hmm. So I feel like sometimes you get conditioned to like a certain stimulus to feel a kind of way. So I would remove the stimulus just so like I see it when I see it. Like,
that's crazy. I feel that. So recently, like I said, I went through like a kind of down moment or whatever. And what I did was I noticed that I don't like notifications. So one thing about me, like if I see a message or I see I have a notification, I have to get rid of that notification. Like no matter how I'm feeling, I need to respond. It's not so knowing that I was in okay, you really need self-care. Like this is all about you. I had to go in and turn the message notifications off. So a lot of people were like message me. And it's like, I'm not ignoring you. I just really didn't see your message. And for the first time, I was like, so this is what it feels like to have power.
Yeah, or have freedom.
Absolutely. So like to this day, I don't get notifications for messages unless my phone is unlocked and I go to the notification screen. Like I don't have badges. I don't have the red number on my messages. I don't have any of that. It doesn't vibrate, nothing. And when I tell you I be free, like it feels good. It does.
Yeah, I just miss so much, like just me, how I don't know, like the notifications don't bother me and like my phone keeps me organized, so I guess it's good like knowing what works for you, because like if I ain't had no notifications, child, like sometimes when I have meetings, that'd be the only way I'd be knowing, like you get that 15 minute before it can pop up, I'm like, damn, I forgot I had a meeting today. Like,
oh, yeah, I feel that.
So kind of wrapping up, in the future, we will be having segments called Ask the Ratchets. So you can message us on social media and let us know, like, if you have a troubling story or, like, just something that you want to talk through as, like, a whole. And maybe get some opinions that are different from your friends. Because, like, sometimes our friends tell us what they want to hear because they got friends. But submit your stories to us and then we'll talk about them on the next episode. And that'll be something that we'll keep going forward. So anytime you have a story, let us know. And if it's good or, you know, if we want to talk about it, then we'll talk about it on the next show.
That'd be so much fun.
Global trappings. Worldwide, the COVID vaccine is, you know, starting to be released in the UK. They started dispatching their first batches of the vaccine. People are set to get it. I think they said tomorrow or sometime this week. So either Tuesday or later on during this week. And yeah, so that's, we're going to see how that goes. And then soon it'll be available in the US. And that's pretty much all the global trappings. Did you?
I've been so far removed. All I know is I don't know why, but I get an email from Donald Trump every day.
What?
Yes.
Unsubscribe, block.
Like, I just see the name and I just delete it, but I don't know what's going on with that. Apparently I haven't opened any email, but I have been talking to people at work and they get them too. And apparently in the emails, he's asking for money to stay in the White House. Like, nigga, you're trespassing. Get out.
What? Then leave. Like,
down. Yeah, so I don't know what's up with that. There's a Versus coming on. Hold up, what's today? On the 12th?
Oh, is that Keisha?
Yeah. Go Keisha and Ashanti. Yes.
Baby, 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 baby.
So who do you got on that?
I'm gonna have to go with my girl Ashanti.
Well, I'm going with Keisha. I love them both. I do, but boy, I'm excited. This is gonna be a good one, I think.
I have to wait until, because sometimes I'll be like, now what they about to play? Until they refresh my memory. Because, like, both of them, Keisha Cole, I'm just thinking I should have lied, I should have cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
What? Keisha got some hits, bro.
But I ain't never really, like, been into R&B that much anyway, but until recently. But I feel like it'll be a good little vibe, but after Gucci and Jeezy, like, nobody can't get me as excited no more, so whatever.
Hopefully they're, like, up and moving around and, like, you know, hopefully it'll be
some. It is Sagittarius season.
Boo. No, I'm kidding.
I feel like I don't really have any, I feel like Saggies or, like, whatever they call themselves are cool. Personally, I'm trying to think if I really know any.
I know a couple. They alright. I'm starting to, like, everybody the same. Not the same, but, like,
not the same.
The one that I, like, was talking to at one point, I don't want to, like, categorize, because it wasn't, like, anything bad, but it's nothing different than anybody else, really.
I feel that. So, Sag, their fire sign, their lucky color, well, their day is Thursday. Their color is blue. The date range is November 22nd to December 21st. So we're right up in the middle of that thing. Strengths, it says generous, idealistic, great sense of humor. Does that apply?
Yeah.
I can't really think of a Sagittarius right now. Oh, wait. No. Okay. Weaknesses, promises more than can deliver, very impatient, will say anything no matter how undiplomatic. Huh. Yeah, that's what the internet say about Sagittarius. I ain't really got nothing to add. They cool
people. They said their favorite day is Thursday.
Well, it just says day Thursday. I don't know if that means, like, a lucky day or whatever that's supposed to mean, but
that's weird.
We're gonna wrap up. I'm Kay.
And I'm Key.
And we're the Trapologists. Holla at us next episode.
Bye. Bye.